making a difference in the local music scene is guitar coach Jim Knapp. Thank you very much for coming in and joining me. Now, can we start off with you telling me a bit about how you got involved with coaching?
When I was in my 20s, somebody came to me and asked if I wanted to teach them how to play. So I did. I then went on to teach for a satellite campus for the conservatory in Smiths Falls and just started teaching there. And then I started teaching out of my home. So I've been teaching a long time. I've taught people that one of my very early students, when he was a kid, he now works at a hospital in Toronto using his guitar for patients with traumatic brain injuries. So, you know, it does pay off.
Now, during your time coaching this next generation of guitar players, what is it that you've gotten out of the experience?
What have I gotten out of the experience? I've got a sense of a little bit of a legacy because I hear them saying, "I will never forget you," or "thank you for what," they'll say stuff like, "I never thought I'd be able to do this." So helping them believe in themselves, that feels good.
And now, what has been one of the biggest challenges that you have faced?
The biggest challenge is trying to convince a 12-year-old kid that he needs to practice. That's the biggest challenge. But once you get them practicing, you do it in small increments. Once you get them practicing, they realize every time they practice, it's easier. And I always remind them, no matter where they are, whatever stage they're at, I was there at one time. So I understand their frustrations. And I tell them, go ahead and get frustrated. Just don't get discouraged because you will get it. And eventually they do. They all get it. And once they see those victories, that encourages them to practice more and practice more. So.
And can you share some advice with anyone else who may be interested in coaching like you have?
In teaching, be patient. Remember that at one time you were at that stage. Make sure they don't start forming bad habits when they play because it's harder for them to break. Don't worry about teaching them songs quickly. What you need to worry about is teaching them the skills so that they can play the songs properly. If you concentrate on skill building, everything comes easier.
And now one last question for you. What's an accomplishment that you are most proud of?
That I'm most proud of? Recently, watching all of my kids go up and do a performance in front of a couple of hundred people at the Mary Magdalene Church. And they went up there with pride, and I was proud watching them. That's an accomplishment.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. You can listen to all of our interviews now at napanytoday.ca.